So in January, we launched the new speed cameras, which are replacing our current fleet, and we've been progressively rolling those out since January. And there's 11 so far in service. In about February, our processing people noticed some data in the images that they were screening. And these are images that they'd screened out, not images that were leading to someone getting a ticket. And they sent them back to the company to understand what was going on in some of the data they were seeing. The company told us that there was a software issue which was leading to some anomalous readings, but that issue couldn't lead to anyone receiving an infringement, essentially because the same circumstance that led to the error also meant that the registration plate of the vehicle wasn't visible in any event. So because of that and because of our manual checking process, we were confident to keep using the cameras, and they remained using them within tolerance. The first we became aware that the cameras could generate an infringement or a process for someone from an incorrect reading was in mid-April, and a driver received an infringement, or sorry, received an action that was commenced in relation to speeding on the freeway, and the vehicle was seized. That led us to do an urgent review, and with the information coming back to that review earlier this week, we decided to suspend the use of the cameras because essentially they were not operating as the manufacturer had assured us that they would. Obviously, the lady that received the notice that she would be prosecuted for dangerous driving and had her vehicle seized, we've apologised to, and we will be talking to her about making any recompense for any out-of-pocket expenses. And we're going back through now, checking every infringement that's been issued as a result of detections from these cameras, and there's been about 53,000 detections, some of which have led to infringements being issued, not all, but we'll be checking every one of those to ensure that this anomaly has not led to anyone else receiving an infringement. It's very unlikely. We're quite confident that this is a very rare circumstance. However, we're checking regardless.